Blackstone Audio presents Though This Be Madness by Penny Richards. This book is read by Christine Williams. Because this series is about law and justice, I would like to dedicate this book to all law enforcement agencies, first responders, and our amazing military. No matter their race or gender, these men and women put their lives on the line daily for little pay and less recognition or thanks, simply because of their concern for their fellow man and their belief that without law, we would become a nation of chaos. My sincere gratitude. Aside, though this be madness, yet there is method in it. Lord Polonius, Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2. Chapter 1. 1881. 89 Dearborn, Chicago. Pinkerton offices.
I bloody well won't do it!
The declaration came from the man pacing the floor of William Pinkerton's office.
I'm a Pinkerton agent, not a blasted nanny!
William Pinkerton pinned the young operative with an unrelenting look from beneath heavy brows.
You haven't any choice, McShane.
Andrew Cadence McShane faced his boss with a defiant expression.
What? I haven't yet groveled enough for you and your father?
William stifled his own irritation at the bold statement.
McShane was a loose cannon, and if it were up to William, he'd fire the man on the spot. Indeed, Alan had fired him a year ago, for drinking and brawling and behaving in a way that was unacceptable to Pinkerton's code of conduct. But claiming that he had his life together at last, McShane had come asking for his job back about the same time the young actress, Lily Long, had applied for a position. Alan, who had always thought the Irishman was one of his best agents, had rehired him on a provisional basis. You know exactly what I mean, William said in a measured tone. No one was holding a gun to your head when you agreed to the terms of our rehiring you, which, as you no doubt recall, was probation for an undetermined length of time.
Feeling a certain amount of uneasiness over his father's decision to hire McShane and Miss Long, William had suggested that McShane be assigned to keep an eye out for the inexperienced new operative on her first mission, which would, Lord willing, keep him too preoccupied to get into any more scrapes. Alan had agreed. So while new agent Lily Long tried to locate the Reverend Harold Purcell, a preacher who had stolen from his congregation and disappeared from his home near Vandalia, Illinois, McShane had kept tabs on her by pretending to be part of a traveling boxing troupe. He'd been no happier about the job than Miss Long had been about her missing person assignment, but they'd both known they were in no position.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?